Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you this morning. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday morning, 8:05 a.m. for 55 full minutes. First half of the hour teaching from God's Word, then we're going to bring you some great contemporary Christian and gospel music. And so we say welcome to each and every one of you who are tuned in this morning, especially if you've tuned in for the first time this morning. We say welcome to you, and we hope you come back each and every Sunday. For those of you who have been faithful listeners for many months and years now, we say welcome to you as well, and we appreciate you coming back each and every Sunday. We invite you, all of you, to be partners with this ministry, and there's a couple of ways that you can do that. First, we appreciate your prayer support, and we ask you to be a prayer intercessor for this ministry. And if you take that calling upon yourself to pray especially for this ministry, would you let me know at pureprairie@hotmail.com, pureprairie@hotmail.com, and let me know that you've taken that calling upon yourself to be an intercessor. And for those of you who would like to contribute to help pay for this radio airtime, we would appreciate that as well. This is a listener-supported radio ministry, and so we invite each and every one of you to participate in that way and to take part in helping to pay for the expenses to bring this broadcast to you. And also, we have other projects going on. If you would like to help contribute to those, we ask you to pray about that, see what the Lord would have you to do, and don't come before the Lord empty-handed. We ask you to bring an offering. And if you're being fed by this ministry, if you're being fed by this broadcast, we ask you to share back and give in the name of Jesus so that these broadcasts can continue and also the other projects that we have going on. We're planning now to do crusades in Kenya again this year, and we'll be going over there in late August. And we'll be staying 2 to 3 weeks there in Kenya, possibly going on over to the Congo to preach in churches over there. The itinerary hasn't been solidified as yet, but we're in the planning stages, and so we just invite you to participate in that way. If you have any questions about anything that is going on in the ministry, why, let me know. Just contact me at pureprairie@hotmail.com. Let me know that you have questions, that you're interested. Also, if you have prayer requests, I would be more than happy to pray with you over your prayer requests. And you can let me know the prayer requests also on the email site, pureprairie@hotmail, or you can contact me through regular mail at Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. And our mailing address again, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. And you can contact us also through the contact information on the website, and that website is gatheroutcast.com. That's gatheroutcast.com, and the website is a great site. You can pick up the radio broadcasts. We're posting the radio broadcasts each and every week now. After they come out on the radio, while you can hear those broadcasts on the front page of the website, just click on radio messages when you get to the website. And you can hear each radio broadcast in its entirety. If you've missed part, or you want to share it with someone else, or download it to your MP3 player. In addition, on that website, we've got videos of last year's crusades in Africa, still pictures. And we also have a link from the website to a blog, jimrau.blogspot.com. That's jimrau.blogspot.com. And you can go from the website to the blog, and from the blog to the website. On the blog, we have 250 or more teachings on gifts of the Holy Spirit, sexual immorality, spiritual warfare, prophetic dreams and visions, and other subjects that will be of interest to you. And so check out that blog, jimrau.blogspot.com. Check out the website, gatheroutcast.com, and also you can email me if you have questions or anything that you want to say to me, suggestions, comments, prayer requests, and I will be happy to return the email and discuss it with you. Well, we're going to have a great teaching this morning. It's a follow-up to last week's teaching. Last week's was on the black horse of the sixth chapter of Revelation, the horse of famine. And this teaching this morning is going to be called Set Aside the Wheat, or the follow-up to the famine dream, Set Aside the Wheat. And so you'll be interested to hear that, so stay tuned for that, and we'll take that up in just a minute right after our prayer time. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the opportunity we have to come into the hearts and lives of those who are listening out there today. And we ask you, Lord, just to meet the people where they are, to meet them, Lord, to touch them, touch their hearts, those that need healing, those that need encouragement or strengthening, or those that need a word of warning or admonishment, Lord. We ask you to be with them also. Lord, this message is a message for the future. It's a future warning. It's a prediction, you might say. And so we just pray that people will take it into their hearts and pray about it, see what you would have them to do, see what their plan of action would be. And so we thank you for this opportunity, the open door to speak this word into their lives today. Lord, we pray for this nation, for our leaders, for our president, the Supreme Court, Congress. We ask you for wisdom. We ask you for blessings on this nation. And Lord, we pray for our troops who are giving their all, who are sacrificing themselves overseas. We ask you to be with them, be with their children and their families. And Lord, we just pray that your hand of blessing and covering would be over this nation, Lord, that your mercy would continue. And we pray that mercy would triumph over judgment, that your wrath on this nation would be withheld. Lord, we pray for provision for the Kenya Crusades and the projects that you have lined up for us to do, Lord. I ask for a manifestation of the provision. We pray that you would open more doors for us. And we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have just to serve you, to love you, to speak your name, to speak your word, and to discuss it openly and without fear here over the radio broadcast. Lord, we pray all these things in the precious holy name of your Son, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. If you have your Bible there this morning, open it up to Leviticus 23. We're going to start there in just a minute. If you were with us last week, you know I spoke about the dream of famine that the Lord gave me several years ago when I was in Costa Rica. And obviously we have not seen that dream come to pass as of yet, but I'll just briefly describe that dream again for those of you who were not with us last week. In the dream, the black horse of Revelation 6 verse 5 came out, the horse of famine, and he had the rider on his back, and the rider had the scale in his hands, and he was saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius, 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the wine or the oil. Just as in the scripture in the book of Revelation. And then as I was watching the rider, the horse reared up and threw the rider off. And what the Lord was saying to me was that there is going to be chaos. There's going to be extreme dislocation, no equilibrium in the economy, no balance in the economy. And so the Lord was saying to prepare and to get ready for that which is to come. And that was about 4 years ago, I would say, when I had that dream. And so the Lord was giving me a warning to speak out to the people, and I just feel a burden in my heart to continue to speak that out, even though we haven't seen it come to pass. But the Lord says in Amos 3:7 that he does nothing without letting his prophets, the servants, know. And so the Lord lets his plans know through his servants, the prophets. And so that is his will, is that we be prepared. That is his will, that we would not be taken by surprise. And so as I watch the economies of the European nations tumble and collapse, I think you're going to see a domino effect. I think you're going to see Greece fall and Spain and Italy, and then other countries will go like dominoes, and you will see it ricochet back to this nation. Because the banks here in America have a lot of money invested in the euro and in the European economy, and you will see it come back to a local bank near you and even to your doorstep. And so God is giving us an opportunity to be prepared. He's giving us an opportunity to not be taken by surprise, and even more than that, to build the kingdom through this time, to expand and enlarge the kingdom through this time. And so that is why he gives us warning. That is why he gives us the prophetic insight into the future. It's to so the kingdom can take advantage of it, so it will bring glory to him, and it will expand and enlarge the kingdom. Well, in the second part of that dream, of the famine dream, I was standing in front of a Pizza Hut dough roller or something similar to that, a dough roller that rolls out a large shell for a pizza, and somebody had dropped dough in there, and I was standing in front of this machine, and I was pulling out long chains of dough. They were like links of sausage linked to each other, and I was standing about 3 or 4 feet in front of the machine pulling out links of dough, and then all of a sudden the chain started to break, and the dough would fall to the ground, and I was reaching out trying to grab it. I was reaching out trying to keep it from falling to the ground, and the Lord was just saying that the food chain is going to break. The food chain is going to break, and you will not be able to stop it. And then the third part of the dream, the final part of the dream, we were standing out here, several of us, around a flour mill. I have a flour mill on my farm that will mill quite a bit of flour, and we were standing around watching that mill mill flour and blow it up into a sifter and sift off the bran. And the Lord was just saying to me, get ready to mill flour, because basically what he was saying was local food production will be the reliable source of food, that local food production will be the only source of food that will be reliable and will not be disrupted. And so he was giving me encouragement and also giving me instruction on how to prepare for the days ahead. Well, I'm titling this message today, Set Aside the Wheat. For those of you who are farmers, this is going to have special application. For those of you who have wheat, you may want to put some in a bin and dedicate it for future and not sell it. And this Leviticus 23 scripture that I'm asking you to look up, Leviticus 23, God had a plan for feeding the people of that day who had no wheat, who had no provision, who had no money. Leviticus 23 says, when you reap the harvest of your land, moreover, you shall not reap to the very corners of your field, nor gather the gleaning of the harvest. You are to leave them for the needy and the alien. I am the Lord your God. And so God had his own welfare system, you might say, his own food stamp system, and that was that the farmers would not reap the total field from corner to corner. The farmers would leave the corners and the edges of the field for those who were poor and for the aliens among them, that is the sojourners, the strangers. And I see a time coming when we're going to have many sojourners in this land. If you can imagine breakdown and famine in this land, you will see people pouring out of the cities, and they will be coming out into the rural areas. They will be coming back into their home territory, and they will need food. They'll need provision. They'll need places to stay, some place to sleep besides in the ditch or in a chicken coop. And so there will be sojourners in the land. And so God is saying, don't take all for yourself. Leave some for the alien. Leave some for the orphan and the poor. And so that was his welfare system, to take care of those who had nothing in time of need. Well, hoarding is not God's plan. That is not his purpose for storing up. God's plan is to store up so that others can be blessed, so that others can be blessed in the name of Jesus, and others can come to know kingdom attributes through the generosity and through the sharing of those who have, as compared to those who do not have. Proverbs 11:4 tells us, riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. And so God doesn't want us just to have riches so that we can sit on them and hoard them and put a big wall around our house or around our compound and keep everybody else. That's not keep everybody else out. That's not God's will. And so he says, riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. Proverbs 11 has many scriptures that pertain to storing up or to keeping aside, to share with those who do not have. Proverbs 11:24, there is one who scatters yet increases all the more, and there is one who withholds what is justly due, but it results only in want. And so God wants us to share. He wants us to scatter. He says when we do, it increases all the more. And but there's one who withholds what is justly due, and it results only in want. In other words, those who are hoarding and those who selfishly just hold on to everything that they can get their hands on, they will eventually end up in want. Proverbs 11:25, the generous man will be prosperous, and he who waters will himself be watered. And so God's will is that we be generous. God's will is that we water others, and we then in turn will be watered. Proverbs 11:26, he who withholds grain, the people will curse him, but blessing will be on the head of him who sells it. And so God says if you've got grain and other people need it, it's a blessing to sell it to them, to give it to them. But if you're just hoarding it for your own selfishness, the people will curse you, and even beyond that, they may just come in and take it anyway and push you aside. And so God's will is that we have it to share. Proverbs 11:28, he who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like a green leaf. And so God again says that if all of our trust is in our riches but not in him, then we're going to fall, but the righteous will flourish like the green leaf. Proverbs 25:21, if your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat, and if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For you will heap burning coals upon his head, and the Lord will reward you. And so even our enemies, we're to share with them. Even our enemies, we are to give them food to eat and water to drink. And I don't think that means that we're not to defend our land or just let them take over. But, you know, when people who don't know the Lord come and they are thirsty and they're hungry and you have provision, God says share your provision with them, and they will then come to know me, because you will be heaping burning coals upon their head. Well, the follow-up to the famine dream, the set-aside dream, Lord gave me another dream that same week in Costa Rica. And in the second dream, I was sitting in a line of wheat trucks, and it's very appropriate for this dream to be discussed right now, because we're in the midst of harvest and the wheat trucks are moving into the elevator and sitting in lines at times. And I was sitting in line with a straight line truck in a line at the harvest, and the people kept coming out from the office and trying to direct me out of the line. They kept motioning for me to come out of the line, and I didn't do it at first. I just watched them, and I didn't understand what they were trying to get me to do. But finally, after about the third time, a guy came out and motioned me out of the line, and he said, come over here and park over here. And so I did. I followed him, and I parked over where he was directing me to. And so the Lord was just saying, get out of the line. Don't sell your wheat. Don't dump it in the elevator where it's going to be sent on down to the terminal where it's going to be sold. He's saying, set it aside, set it aside. And I think that's an admonition for everyone now. If you have wheat, if you have land, I think you should dedicate a bin or two and just set it aside as much as you can, as much as possible, as your finances and your bin storage allow. If you don't have any wheat or no land, you can be storing up some food, putting some food in your pantry or in your basement, some food and water, some canned goods, some food that will not perish. And as you do that, you will be prepared not only to take care of your own family, but you will also be able to bless someone who has nothing and bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus, and to provide for them, and maybe to share the gospel with them as you give them food and water in the name of Jesus. Well, this same situation occurred back in the Old Testament in the time of Joseph. In the land of Egypt, God sent Joseph ahead to prepare the land of Egypt to receive all of the people of that area. In a time of great famine, Pharaoh had had a dream that there was going to be 7 years of plenty, or 7 years of fat, and then there would be followed by 7 years of famine. And Joseph was able to interpret the dream because God gave him the ability or the revelation of interpretation. And so Joseph was there to prepare the way, not only for the people of Egypt, but also for his own people who were coming out from Canaan, the sons of Jacob. And so God had a plan, and the plan was to strengthen and build a nation within the nation of Egypt. The people of Canaan, Joseph's family, came out. The people of Israel came out, 72 strong, to buy grain, because the famine was severe in Canaan. They came out 72 strong, and when they went back to the land of Israel, they were 600,000 men strong, possibly as many as 2 million people or more, with their livestock, and they plundered all the gold and all the silver and all the riches of Egypt. And so God built a nation within a nation, and he sent Joseph on ahead as the one to prepare the way for that nation which was being built of his people within the land of Egypt. Genesis 41:48, and Joseph gathered all the food of these 7 years which occurred in the land of Egypt, and he placed the food in the cities. He placed in every city the food from the surrounding fields. Thus Joseph stored up grain in great abundance like the sand of the sea, until he stopped measuring it, for it was beyond measure. And Genesis 41:56, when the famine was spread over the face of the earth, then Joseph opened up all the storehouses and sold to all the Egyptians, and the famine was severe in the land of Egypt. And so we know that God had a plan, the plan not only for the people of Egypt, but the plan for his children Israel, who came to Egypt looking for grain. Genesis 47, God talks about what eventually happened in verse 13. Now there was no food at all in the land, because the famine was very severe, so that the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan languished because of the famine. And Joseph gathered all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan for the grain which they brought, and Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. And when all the money was spent in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Joseph and said, "Give us food, for why should we die in your presence, for our money is gone?" Then Joseph said, "Give us your livestock, I will give you food for your livestock, and your money is gone." Verse 20, so Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, for every Egyptian sold his field, because the famine was severe upon them. Thus the land became Pharaoh's. And in verse 27, talks about the result of these 7 years of famine. Now Israel lived in the land of Egypt in Goshen, and they acquired property in it, and were fruitful, and became very numerous. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years, so the length of Jacob's life was 147 years. Well, Jacob was Joseph's father. His whole family again came down to Egypt, 72 strong. They left Egypt 600,000 men strong, possibly as many as 2 million people with their livestock, and plundered the gold and silver of Egypt. And so you can see, even in the midst of some of the most dire circumstances, in the midst of famine, and even in the midst of a circumstance that may have caused many others to perish, that God was there. He was protecting them. He had a plan, not only for his children, but for the people of Egypt. And he had a plan for his kingdom, for his children Israel. He had a plan for them to flourish, to enlarge, to expand. And he sent Joseph on ahead to carry out the plan. And Joseph was obedient. He received revelation from the Lord every step of the way. He knew that God was speaking to him. He knew and understood his purpose. He understood his prophetic calling, his destiny, and so he walked into it, and he was able to then bless his family and bless his people. And because he was obedient to the Lord, God blessed him and reconciled him to his family and paved the way for the children of Israel to become a great nation within the nation of Egypt. Well, you may say, what does this have to do with you? Well, I believe a great shaking is coming to this nation. You may say, well, I don't have any wheat. Well, you can store up for your neighbor. You can store up for your children. There's going to be great dislocation. People are going to lose their houses, even more so than what you've seen the last few years. People are going to lose their jobs. People are going to be dislocated, moved to different parts of the country. And so if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, receive this revelation into your life today. Receive this revelation into your heart today that a great shaking is coming to this nation. God's judgment, God's wrath is going to be poured out on this nation because we have turned away from Him. We've turned our backs away from Him. We are our backs toward Him. We've turned away from Him, and we have turned, and many, many people have followed their rebellious and their stubborn ways, and so as a result, we are seeing what is just a harbinger of yet to come. The wrath that is being poured out on this nation is just a harbinger of that which is yet to come. Well, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the greatest refuge you can seek right now is just to seek Him. If you have not accepted Him as your Lord and Savior, get down on your knees today and say, Lord, I want You to come into my life. I want You to save me. I want You to be my Savior. I want You to be my Lord. If you've never made a confession of faith, I ask you to repent of your sins, to ask God to forgive you. Some of you out there today know that you need to turn your heart to the Lord. You know you need to turn away from the lifestyle you're in. You know that you need to turn away from your wicked ways. Do that today. You don't know but what your soul may be required of you this very night, this very day. And so I urge you, I ask you and admonish you to turn from your wicked ways, to repent of your sins, ask God to forgive you, and to turn back to the Lord and to seek Him with all your heart, strength, mind, and soul. If you make any kind of a decision today, I pray that you would follow it up. Contact me, pureprairie@hotmail.com, pureprairie@hotmail, follow it up, and I will get some materials to you and encourage you to study and to be discipled and to walk with the Lord. And if you make that decision today, understand that God will bless you and He will provide for you. You will be under the shelter of His wings. Well, brothers and sisters, none of us know exactly what is coming in the days ahead. We see in part, we prophesy in part. And so I'm just giving you a picture of what the Lord has shown me. I want you to pray about it, see what the Lord would say to you. Maybe He will give you a different part of the picture. But I pray that you take it seriously. I pray that you understand that the times are late, that the time of Jesus' return is coming quickly. It may come even this day. It may come even this week. And so if you're not ready, get ready. Get ready. Get some oil in your lamp and be prepared. And I pray that you would take this message seriously. Start to store up. Start to set some wheat aside. And God will bless you when you share that which you have with others who are in need. Well, thank you for listening today. God bless you. Tune in again next week.